course, it's Wednesday, 5:42, and jumping into the sports, I got the stupid sports question of the day.
Okay, I've missed that.
Sure you have. All right, so I'm reading on ESPN and so forth.
You were reading ESPN, really?
Well, yeah, it's the only way you're going to learn is I either talk to you, which is, you know, painful at times.
Yeah.
Or I, you know, read up and so forth. Okay, so the Packers, I saw an article say that they're not using their tags.
Right.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it's part of the collective bargaining agreement, and I don't know all of the details and the ins and outs of what you need to do, but there are two different tags you can use, franchise and transition. It's basically a way to sign your free agents or protect your free agents from leaving the team.
Okay.
And locking them in at a certain price.
But it costs money to do that.
Well, yeah, you've got to give them a certain amount of money, and
you have to
decide if these guys are worth it, or should you let them go on to the open market, shop their wares, and maybe they'll come back to you if the market isn't what they thought it was going to be, and you'll be able to get them at a lower price.
All right, so it's kind of a gamble. You're thinking to yourself, these guys, you have to make the decision, are they valuable enough players to pony up the cash?
Right.
And so you could gamble and say, yes, they are, but I don't know if anybody else is going to be interested in them because the competition is tough for this position or whatever.
Right.
Or it's a good way for you to think, well, they're not doing what I was hoping they were going to do, so I'm not going to protect their free agent. Maybe they will go somewhere else and we don't have to buy them out.
Well, and that's part of the deal with B.J. Raji. He didn't have a very good year, and so the Packers have decided to let him walk and shop his wares. Sam Shields is a guy that I think the Packers want back, but not at the price that he was commanding. So they're hoping that maybe he will have to come back at a later time. And
then they can negotiate, because being a free agent, they don't have a long-term contract.
Right.
Is it year to year? Or a couple, 3 years
well,
at a time?
There are some longer-term contracts in the NFL, but the thing that makes the NFL interesting is there are no guaranteed contracts. You can be released at any time with buyouts and things like
sure.
that.
Sure, so. And maybe they'll be able to get him to come back at a lesser price.
Right, if the market isn't what he thought it was going to be from other teams.
And then that means there'll be more money for them to bring in other. Okay,
yep.
All right. I thought I understood.
The economics of the NFL.
Well, you know, and that's fine.
And people complain sometimes. They say, you know, ticket prices are so high because these guys are making so much money. Well, if you are a fan of the capitalistic system and supply and
which
demand,
which we all know you're not.
Well, I'm just saying that if you're going to complain, if you're going to complain about the prices that are being made by actors and by, you know, entertainers and professional athletes, just remember they are the best at what they do and they are commanding what the market will bear.
So what you're saying is that it would be better for all of us if our supreme leader, President Obama, were to assign players to a team and
well,
set and
I,
and well, then set it, you well, know, and then we are, could we there, could go to the game. It'd be $10 a person.
There are salary caps in place, but I mean, yes, if in fact there would be a way to control the wages,
right?
Not only the wages.
So you want the government?
Wait a minute. No, I didn't say that. But not only the wages of the players, but the zillions of dollars that the owners are raking in.
Yeah.
At the expense of what it costs to go to a game. So, many people in this country are being priced out of going to the actual experience at the stadium.
So it's for the people. It's for the commoners, for the government to step in and regulate sports and control it and set it. So it'd be a much, much better game, don't you think?
It would be better for the fans if they could actually afford to go to the games. That would be better.
And the players would be so incentivized. That it would be an amazing group of people out there on the field.
Look, back in the 60s, before free agency, the players played because they loved the game.
Yeah.
They weren't making squat.
Sure, and that's exactly what it would return to. Exactly. They would play for the love of the game.
And the fans loved it, and they filled the stadiums, and tickets were cheap. Mm-hmm. And
we would all stand and pledge allegiance to to Obama. And
why do you have to bring the president into this? This has nothing to do with the president.
The government would control everything, and the president, by executive order, would assign players to the teams that he thought they should play for. Oh, and there'd be cross training. That'd be awesome.
In your world, the president would do that. Yeah.
Great socialist football.
President is a
awesome.
President's a basketball fan anyway. He wouldn't mess around with the NFL.
Oh, and I know the NBA would love to have his involvement. Love to have his involvement. All right, on a side sports note, the trial of Oscar Pistorius is going on down in South Africa. This is what, day three, day four, we're getting ready to start?
Yeah.
Listening to the history of the criminal justice system in South Africa, I think this guy is going to get an O.J. Simpson situation here. It seems, and we don't know all the evidence, but it seems like in an alcohol-induced rage, he killed his girlfriend. He just shot through the door and killed her. And now
he is claiming that he thought it was a burglar and didn't know it was her.
Right, but there's so much granted circumstantial evidence that is showing that he knew full well what was going on, but he, in an alcohol, there's been so many people that have come forward and said, this guy, when he drinks...
Well, this is the first thing you do as a responsible gun owner, right? When you hear a noise in the middle of the night, you immediately sit up, grab your gun, and start blasting through a door without knowing what's on the other side, right?
Sure, I fire away. Yeah, absolutely. I just run several rounds. Matter of fact, I keep extra magazines by the bed.
Even if, in fact, that is what happened, he has some responsibility, don't you think, that there should be some punishment for handling a situation that way?
It depends on what the gun laws are in the area that he committed the crime. But yes, I mean, if you were to take this circumstance and bring it here,
had situations like that. You remember there have been places where I think there was a Halloween trick-or-treating incident where somebody shot what they thought was an intruder, and it was actually trick-or-treaters. There was the one where there was a person hiding in a closet, wanted to surprise their family, that didn't know they were home, and the homeowner thought it was an intruder and shot them dead.
Yeah. Now, there's two different things here. If you shoot through the door and you don't know what's on the other side, that is absolutely wrong. That goes against everything of responsible gun ownership and self-defense. If someone is behind a door, you do not know if they are a threat or not. And I suppose the lawyers would get involved and say, well, if you don't know, you have to assume, blah, 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 blah. But somebody that jumps out from a door with the intent to scare you, it is a tragic circumstance. But at that point, you can safely assume that it could be an intruder coming to attack you. I could understand why you would make that thing. But blindly shooting through a door? I don't know. We'll see what happens. Is the Oscar Pistorius, and this is the other thing I was going to say, to me it's fascinating. I find this story to be very, very fascinating. Is this a sports story? Is it something that the sports world is paying attention to? Because this guy was a track superstar.
Well, he was a
celebrity.
He was sort of an oddity because he had the artificial leg and he was running at very fast speeds and trying to compete with people who actually had...
all natural. And I understand that.
I think it's more of a news story at this point than a sports story, although the sports will cover it, to a certain extent, just like any other athlete that's on trial. The Aaron Hernandez case springs to mind. Professional football player accused of murder. They'll cover it as both a news and sports story.
I just think the reason why I say, is it a sports story? Does it impact other sports venues? Does it impact other issues? And right now, I'd say no.
Well, I mean, with the way things are going in our society, you can find a sports personality that commits a crime almost on a daily basis. Look at the sports pages every day, and there is somebody that is doing something illegal.
Well, how many NBA or /NFL players were arrested over the weekend? Do we know?
I'd have to look it up, but I would imagine...
There was at least one.
That's a safe guess. That's a safe bet that there was a professional athlete that was arrested over the weekend, yes.
All right, there it is. That's sports. The stupid question of the day has been answered. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
A Florida woman was arrested for DUI after she failed a sobriety test and was caught driving nude from the waist down. Wait, they gave her a sobriety test? Pants. Pants are the sobriety test. And by the way, just to everyone out there, if you're ever, like, walking out of a bar wondering if you should drive, if you're not wearing your pants, you shouldn't drive. You probably can't drive because your keys are in your pants.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.